Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed school staff, capturing their immigration stories.
So, jeg heter Jannicke Jonsen, og jeg var født I Bergen, Norge.
That was Jannicke Jonsen. She teaches all subjects to students with autism at Denny International Middle School. Born in Bergen, Norway, Mrs. Jonsen came to the U.S. as a child. She found herself not fitting in and she could only say a few words in the English language.
I came to the United States with my family when I was 8 years old. I did not speak any English before we came here, and I remember vividly, even though it was a long time ago, what that feeling was like coming off the airplane and seeing people of many different colors in Norway. People looked like me with blonde hair and blue eyes and were white. I could say two words. I could say yes, and I could say swimming because we had moved to Los Angeles, California, and it was very, very scary, so I didn't say much to anybody. So even though I'm now 53 years old, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Although Mrs. Jonsen originates from Norway, she no longer considers herself Norwegian, nor does she feel culturally from Seattle. Mrs. Jonsen describes herself as something in between.
And even to this day, I don't feel like I quite fit in, even though I've been here almost my entire life. And I consider myself to be third culture, somebody who doesn't quite fit into either place, who's kind of a culture of my own, you know, not quite Norwegian, not quite American.
Though she is thousands of miles away from her native country, Mrs. Jonsen does find comfort in some traditional Norwegian foods. She tells us about some unique dishes that she still makes at home.
There's one called a krumkake, and that is a pastry that's shaped sort of like a waffle cone that you put the dough and then you roll it into a cone shape and you put whipped cream and strawberries in there. That's actually my favorite thing that I miss. And then also waffles. They're not Belgian waffles, so they're not hard. They're very soft, pliable. They taste kind of like a pancake, and they're heart-shaped. And so I make those as well. Because when you miss something, it just feels good to have something familiar around.
Holiday traditions also form part of Mrs. Jonsen's cultural identity. In Norway, Christmas is a special celebration during a long winter season.
Christmases in Norway are very fun. And that is because in Norway, they're very high up towards the Arctic Circle. And so the winters are long and dark. And so there's a lot of parties, a lot of ways to make that dark time fun. And one of my favorite memories is of dancing around the Christmas tree and singing songs as you do it. So we would all hold hands and sing Christmas songs and go around in a circle, and there'd be, you know, many circles going around.
For most of her life, Mrs. Jonsen found it challenging to be away from her extended family. Now, with new technology, she's able to connect with her family in Norway.
But I didn't realize how much I really missed family until I went to Norway. And I realized that I have a huge, huge family over there, hundreds of people on both sides that I had no contact with. It's a little easier now with Facebook and so forth. Now I'm in almost daily contact.
Mrs. Jonsen has an interesting perspective on being American, leaving her native Norway as a child and spending the majority of her life in the U.S. She ultimately experienced a blended culture. Her Norwegian roots continue to be a strong part of her life and shape who she is as an American.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by 8th grade students Debbie Amaskita, Nisai Pum, Zachariah Abdi, and Zoe Schlipp from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Jannicke Jonsen, 4Culture, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Original music by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.